Interlude. Duropolis. Hosnian Prime.
All right, Mr. Hetkins, lean forward and step down,
Dr. Arsad says.
Gently, gently, left leg first,
she adds. Dade screws up his face and eases forward off the bed. He does as she says, left leg first. As for the second leg, well, that one's gone. Blown clean off back in the thicket of Endor. He and his team were doing cleanup in the weeks after the Death Star's destruction, tracking down ragtag Imperial battalions that never made it off the surface of the Sanctuary Moon. All it took was one scout trooper. A scout trooper with a box of thermal detonators and the willingness to use them. Then, boom. A crater in the ground vomited fresh dirt. It rained down around him as he fell, clutching the spot where the right leg below his knee once was. Then, darkness took him. Thankfully, Triage saved his life, if not the leg. And now he's here, at a New Republic vet hospital on Hosnian Prime. Living the dream, he thinks.
Go on,
Arsad says. She's an older woman, with lines drawn in her skin, deep enough they're like a knife carving a name into dark wood.
Yep, yeah,
he says, and eases forward. The prosthetic foot clicks against the ground, and awareness blooms in the soul of the metal foot. It isn't his flesh and blood. He can feel it connect with the floor. It doesn't feel the same as the other foot. This is cold and electric. He hates it. His new toes drum impatiently, even angrily on the floor, as Arsad asks him to hold still. Nearby, an FX-7 droid's dozen spindly limbs furiously tap buttons on a diagnostic machine while also measuring and examining a scrolling holographic readout beamed above. The droid whirs and beeps. She has him stand, then walk, then sit again, then stand again. Flex and stretch, move and pivot. The droid continues to work diagnostics.
Things look fine here, Dr. Arsad says.
Thanks, Doc. Guess I'm good to go.
He stretches the leg out, and the crass facsimile of a half leg hangs there like a curse. It shines. Red wires braid up through its pistons and screws.
I'm less than who I was before, he thinks.
An idle thought that causes anger to surge inside him like an eruption of hot lava. It's hard to swallow and force a smile, but he manages.
Not just yet, Arsad says. The leg is fine, but how are you?
Like you said, leg is fine, so I'm fine.
But the way she looks at him is almost like she's looking through him, or rather seeing through his smokescreen.
Any bad dreams?
Nope,
he lies. He doesn't flinch at remembering the one from just last night. Trapped in trees falling all around him. Hopping around on one bloody leg. The last man alive on a forest moon full of Imperials.
So you're sleeping okay?
Like a purring Nexu.
Another lie.
And no mood problems?
I definitely didn't kick a potted plant to death yesterday with my one good leg.
That poor little Kaduki plant. All those crushed flowers. All that spilled dirt.
Not that I can see.
Suicidal thoughts?
Zero.
That at least is not a lie. He wants to live. He's just not particularly happy about it. The FX-7 warbles and buzzes. Arsad nods.
The droid suggests you are not being entirely truthful.
His eyes pinch shut. Droid traitor. He should have known that being hooked up to that thing gave a lot more bio and psycho feedback than he figured on. Listen, Doc, I'm fine. I'm good, okay? I got my leg. I learned to use it, no problem. As for the rest, I knew what I was signing up for. I didn't decide to go toe-to-toe with the Empire thinking it would be like riding the grav rails at Domino Park. I knew what could happen. I'm alive, and I'll take that as a blessing, thank the Force.
And yet,
Arsad says, leaning in and watching him with those kind eyes,
Republic protocol demands I not let you leave without some help.
Don't need help. Leaving is help enough.
Been in this hospital for 2 months now.
She hits the button and the auto blinds rise, letting light in from the hospital courtyard. Outside, Alliance vets sit on the benches or move about on hover chairs, many tended to by FX droids. Beyond that are the crystal dunes on the outskirts of the city, on which sit dome-style Hosnian homes.
There we go. Let a little light in. We all need light.
That feels like a precursor to something.
I have two prescriptions for you. First is that you return here every month for group therapy. Other combat veterans gather here and talk about what they've seen and what they're feeling. It helps.
He laughs, though it isn't a happy sound. Doc, I wasn't planning on sticking around. I was thinking of going back to the NR, doing another tour. Maybe something in the Outer Rim. I don't know. Now it's her turn to laugh.
Oh, Dade, no. Your time at war is done. For you, it's peacetime, if you let it be. Now, if you want to leave Hosnian Prime, we can set you up with a therapy group on other worlds. Chandrila, Corellia. The light of the Republic reaches new worlds every day now.
He bites his lip. Okay, fine. I'll talk to a bunch of scarred-up old battle idiots like me. Are we good?
As I said, there is a second thing. Wait here, please.
As if he's going to just get up and run laps. A mischievous twinkle shines in her eye as she leaves. Dade sits there for a while, tapping his new metal toes on the floor. Click, 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 click. When she returns to the room, a droid follows close behind. This droid is unlike one he's ever seen before. It's got a clunky, squarish head, but it rolls around slowly on a blue and gold ball-shaped body. Smaller than your standard astro droid, this one only sits about knee-high. It warbles and blurps at him, focusing a pair of ocular lenses on him as it juggles its own head, which sits improbably upon its body like a box balanced poorly on a child's ball. The droid tries to stay balanced as its head dips dangerously to one side.
What is this? He asks. It's a droid, Dade.
Yeah, Doc, I see that, but why is there a droid here?
This is QT-9. He is your droid.
Dade arches an eyebrow so high, he's pretty sure it hovers a few centimeters above his head. I don't recall owning a droid.
Think of it as renting one, except for free. QT-9 is a prototype therapy droid.
I don't want, whatever that is. Arsad smirks.
I could put you in for a therapy Ewok instead. Some of the native Endor creatures have agreed to travel off-world to help veterans like you recuperate, as a manner of recompense for saving their home.
Oh yeah, I don't want one of those. They smell horrible.
Good news then. The droid smells clean as new metal, in part because it is new. With the Empire falling, opportunity arises across the galaxy for new technologies, droids included. This one is designed to be friendly and familiar, like a pet.
The droid rocks back and forth, purring. He sighs. I have to take the droid? For real?
and come to meetings.
Doc, you're killing me.
I think you mean, Doc, you're saving my life.
If you say so.
She holds his hand and clasps it tight.
I do say so, Mr. Atkins. I do. Congratulations on your new foot, your new droid, and your new lease on life. The galaxy is yours to conquer.
Thanks for your help,
I guess. Dr. Arsad hugs him, then leaves him alone with the droid. Dade stretches and groans as he stands fully. Again, he feels the floor up through his clearly fake foot. Nearby is the silica-form sleeve, a.k.a. skin sock, that she told him he could pull over it if he wanted to. But honestly, he'd rather just have a weird metal foot. Why pretend? He leaves it behind. QT9 makes a string of trill beeps at him. He just shakes his head and says, "Come on, you roly-poly pain in my butt. Let's go home." Whatever that is. The droid squeals with robot delight as it trails behind.